In the last episode of Soap, Carol told Jody she wanted to see the baby. And after seeing the baby, she told Jody she wanted the baby and would take him to court for custody. The doctor told Mary that she's pregnant, and then he told Bert that he was going to die. Although Mary told Bert she's pregnant, Bert didn't tell Mary he's going to die. But he did tell Danny, and then the doctor told Bert he'd made a mistake and told him he wasn't going to die after all. Mary, who's happy she's pregnant, is worried the baby might be an alien, something she hasn't told Bert. Danny and Polly told each other they loved each other. And then they told a real estate broker they wanted a house. The real estate broker told them he had a nice house, but there was no telling how nice the neighbors would be. Chester told Jessica he was in love with the minister's daughter. And Jessica threw him out of the house and told him never to come back. Then Jessica got depressed and went to a psychiatrist who told her she was perfectly normal and that he wanted to date her. Meanwhile, the minister's daughter told Chester he was too old and she left him. Billy told Jessica he was getting tired of Leslie, and Dutch told Eunice he knew she was cheating, and Eunice told Dutch she wouldn't do it again. Then Dutch found a note telling him that Eunice had run away with another man. Dutch told Corinne, and Corinne told Dutch he was still welcome in the house. One thing led to another, and Dutch and Corinne wound up in bed together, so there's no telling what will happen. Confused? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Say? What did I just hear you say? Go on, say. Go on, say it in my face. Go on, you chicken-livered, yellow-bellied person. Go on, I dare you, say it again. Go ahead. I thought that's what you said. You get out of town while they're getting good, while you still got legs to walk on.
Hey, Bert, can I play?
I'm not playing, Danny. I'm practicing.
For what?
Remember when I thought I was dying?
Yeah.
Well, I realized then that I'd always had a really kind of selfish life. I mean, I never really helped my fellow man. And now that I'm going to live, Danny, I'm going to change all that. I'm going to make good on it. Dan, I'm going to run for sheriff.
You are? Bert, that's great! Wow! Hey! Can I be your deputy? Let me be your deputy, Bert. I'd be a great deputy. Come on, let me be your deputy, Bert. Please, please!
Danny, a deputy's gotta be trained.
In what?
He's gotta be a cop. I need a real cop.
I'll be one. I'll go to cop school. Oh, Bert, please, please!
Danny, I haven't been elected yet.
Oh, you'll get elected. People hate Sheriff Prentice. They spit on his car.
Prentice, he's bad. He's a bad, corrupt man. He's been bad for Dunn's River. And we need to clean up this town, Danny, and I intend to do it. Let's practice. You be a speeding driver, I'll catch you.
If I was a speeding driver, you'd never catch me.
Pretend, Dan.
Let me pretend to be a killer.
A speeding driver who kills people. All right, Danny, please, let's go. All right. Now, you're tooling down the highway.
All right.
And I'm coming up from behind you, and I'll stop you. Ready? All right. Now I'm going to approach the car. Now, you got to do this very carefully because, you know, more cops get killed approaching cars than anywhere else. I mean, you got to approach it very carefully in case the guy's armed. The important thing here, to be a moving target. the rush, big guy.
Let me give you my license, officer.
Hey!
Gotcha!
I got you first.
You did not, you winged me.
What do you mean, winged you? I killed you.
I got you in the head.
I got you in the heart.
You did not.
I got two.
Boys. Boys, if you cannot play nicely, you'll have to play outside.
He's gonna be sheriff. Bert's gonna be sheriff, and I'm gonna be the deputy.
After dinner.
I don't think it's gonna happen that fast.
Man, what Danny's trying to say is, you ready for this? I've decided to run for sheriff. Hello.
Sheriff, are you crazy? What if you win? Do you know how dangerous that is? You just got over almost dying. You want to try again?
Well, maybe this time he'll get it right.
This time?
Oh, no, man, listen to me. Man, I'm talking about I want to contribute to the world. I want to help my fellow man. I want to clean up this town.
This is not Dodge City, Bert. You want to clean something up? Clean up the garage.
Boy, I love that. Clean up this town. You're starting to sound like a sheriff already.
Hey, listen, can I be your deputy? Come on, let me be your deputy. Help Bert.
No. I'm going to be the deputy.
Oh, come on, Bert. I'd be a natural. It's in my genes. My uncle was a nightstick.
Bert, you're not seriously going to do this.
Yeah, man, what's the matter? There's nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? What if you get killed?
Man, I'm not going to get killed.
Okay. What experience have you had? What do you know about being a sheriff?
I know everything I need to know. Mary, I got reflexes. Reflexes, guts, and a will of iron.
Yeah. Mom, he'll make a great sheriff. Look how good he looks.
Man, come on, please. Here. All right, just let me show you my reflexes, right? I got the reflexes of a snake. Here, Danny, this is a knife. We're going to pretend this is a knife. Now, Danny's going to play a mad, psychotic, sick, demented killer. He's going to come at me with a knife. I will disarm him, and I will apprehend him. Please
watch. Obstetrician.
Ugh, I didn't want to come in here without you. I hid in the ladies' room and that pushy dental hygienist came in and found me. Did you have Novocaine?
Yeah, you?
I asked to be put to sleep, but he refused to do that for just a cleaning. What did the baby doctor say?
Everything seems to be just fine.
Jessica, I could still give birth to an alien. There's no way of telling now.
Have you told Bert yet?
No.
Well, maybe he'll never know.
If the baby comes out silver, he'll know.
Probably.
What's happening with you and that psychiatrist?
Oh, he's very nice, Mary. He is very, very nice.
Have you slept with him?
Oh, no. I'd be afraid to.
Why?
Oh, because Mary, he's a psychiatrist. He's got to be the greatest lover in the world. They know everything about sex. They're the ones that write those books. So, you see, I cannot sleep with him until I'm sure that I can do it absolutely perfectly.
There is no absolutely perfectly.
Well, there's very good. So I won't do it until I know that I'm very good. Because I don't know how in the world I'm going to get in any practice.
Oh, Jessica, I'm sure you're very good.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, how can you tell? I mean, with tennis, I can look at Chris Everett, and I know I'm not. But this, I'm beginning to get a little numb. Mm.
Me too.
Mary, did you ever... I don't know how to put this. You know, sometimes when you're at a party and you're having an awful time and you dance and laugh like you're having a lot of fun, do you ever do that in bed?
Dance and laugh?
No.
You mean fake it?
Shh.
Is that what you mean? Did I ever fake it?
Yes. Did you?
Maybe once.
Well, you?
Maybe once.
The only time I do it is when I'm tired and I just want to get him to stop, you know.
Well, once in a while I have, simply because I couldn't and I didn't want him to think he was bad. Of course, that made it more difficult later on when he continued to do what he thought had worked so well before.
Could I have a drink of water?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, here. Okay. Mm. Oh, God, look what I've done. I have no feeling in my face.
Oh, Mary, that's very funny.
Look at you. You're crooked. You're
laughing. Oh, don't make me laugh.
Your mouth is going downhill. Now, get us some towels.
I just love these gadgets. Look at this. I can see one nostril.
I like the drill that squirts water.
I hate the drill. I hate this place. I'm leaving. My teeth are fine.
Jessica.
No, he'll make me spit in the bowl, Mary, and I can't spit in the bowl. It's so rude. And the one time I tried to spit in the bowl, I missed it and I spit on his leg. Goodbye, Mary.
Jessica, come on now. You have been doing this since we were children. It'll be okay. Really. I'll hold your hand. Come on.
Okay, Mrs. Campbell, we're ready for you.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no, Mary.
I can't.
Of course you can, Mary. Come on. It's gonna be easy. Come on. I'll stay with you and I'll hold your hand. And I'll sing to you, Mary.
You promise?
I promise.
And that's the whole story, Mr. Malou. She came back for the baby, and I came to you because you're the best. I'm really up a tree.
Yep.
Well, what do you suggest?
Build a treehouse.
Excuse me?
Look. I've had it with your family. I never met such a bunch of lunatics in my life.
Hey, wait a minute.
And the thing of it is, they're all specialized lunatics. One guy plays with dolls. Another guy thinks he's invisible. The old man is somewhere in the South Pacific. Plus, I fell in love with your Aunt Jessica. Jessica, Jessica. My God, how is she?
I take it you're not going to help me.
The Lone Ranger couldn't help you.
Well, I'm sorry to take up so much of your time.
How is she?
Who?
Your Aunt Jessica.
Are you going to take the case or not?
She's the most beautiful, exciting woman I've ever met.
Mr. Malou!
I can't take the case. I don't do custody cases. The father rarely wins. I don't like to lose. My father said to me once, "You, Ronald," he said, "winning isn't everything, but losing sucks."
Mr. Malou, this is not about winning or losing. This is about the fate of one child.
It's good stuff. Your Honor, this case isn't about winning or losing. It's about the fate of one small child. I stuck in small. It gives it more impact. Good stuff.
See, I'm a good father, and she's a lousy mother.
Doesn't matter. She's the mother. You'll be laughed out of court.
But that's my daughter.
You're a homosexual.
You're a coward.
What?
A lawyer is somebody who protects and defends people. The only thing you're interested in protecting is yourself. I need a lawyer, Mr. Malou. Good day.
It isn't going to be easy.
Does this mean you change your mind?
Is there a law against that? There are a few things I have to know.
Shoot.
Tell me, is her hair still as red as the Acapulco sunset?
Who?
Forget it. Better I don't know. Is it?
Mr. Malou!
No, cancel it. Never mind. You'll have to find a way to discredit the child's mother.
Now, that won't be easy.
Mr. Dallas, please. I've been discrediting people since before you were born. All we have to do is show that the woman associated herself with nefarious characters. Who was her last employer?
You were.
Tell David, my former assistant?
That's her.
This is a spider web of intrigue. Twisted plots, high drama. We'll get the movie rights. Alan Alda can play me. Okay, okay. Let's see what we've got here. You are a homosexual. And as I remember, you once tried to commit suicide. Does anyone know that?
Carol.
Swell.
It was right before my sex change operation.
Used to be a woman?
No. I didn't do it.
Too bad. Two mothers fighting over the same child. Talk about a movie. Okay. Let me wade through this and see what I come up with. If I need any more information, I'll get in touch with you.
You really think we have a chance?
If there's a crack in the plaster, we'll knock down the wall.
I'll be in touch.
One more thing.
Yeah?
Does she ever talk about me?
Carol?
Jessica.
Mr. Malou.
Forget it. Never mind. I'll call you later.
Thanks, Mr. Malou. I really appreciate this. This is the most important thing of my life.
Wanda, call my fiancé and cancel my marriage.
Corinne, which scarf do you think looks the best?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, they both look bad.
Oh, Ma, you look lovely.
Oh, Corinne, my psychiatrist is coming to dinner, and I look like an organ grinder.
Hi.
Hi.
You look nice.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, here, taste the sauce for the duck. Mm. How is it?
It's wonderful.
It stinks. Them apricots. One apricot too many and the whole sauce is down the soup.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's him. That's him. Oh. Oh, dear God, please let everyone behave tonight. Hi.
Hi.
Come in. This is Corinne.
Hi.
Hi.
And this is Dutch.
Hi.
The sauce just bit the big one.
Fine.
Corinne is my daughter.
I know.
And Dutch is, our friend.
But don't get the wrong idea.
Yeah, the other night that didn't mean nothing.
He's right.
Yeah, that wasn't just wanton sex. Excuse me, I gotta go base my duck.
Do you feel that they're being foolish?
Jessica, I don't have the faintest idea what they're talking about. Oh,
thank you for your discretion.
Yes?
Excuse me. I'm the maitre d' of the Tokyo Gardens. Is Mrs. Tate in?
Why, yes. Mr. Teshimoto, please come in. What a surprise to see you.
Mrs. Tate, I hate to be a bother, but I'm afraid he's at it again.
Oh, dear.
This time he took them all at once. The dishes are piling up. The place is in total chaos.
Oh, I am so sorry, Mr. Teshimoto. Daddy! Mr. Teshimoto is here.
Well, General, I've got to hand it to you. They didn't tell me a thing. I shall expect the release of the same number of my officers by 0600. Carry on.
My father.
I guessed.
Oh, dear.
Sayonara and tempura.
You are just what you think. I knew you'd love it. Wait, I got a whole assortment here. What do you see? The whole of the presses. Take your pick.
Take a gamble, vote for Campbell.
Wait a minute, this is even better. I got more here. Look at this one.
Graft is dirty. Vote for Bertie.
What do you think?
Hi, stranger. My name is Bert Campbell. I never lie to you. I know I can count on your vote. That's it. Wait a minute. This is my most favorite one of all. This is the one. Vote for Bert. Doesn't rhyme, but I think it sort of says it all.
I think the outfit sort of says it all.
Oh, I like you, stranger. Here, be my guest. Corinne, here. Yeah, Jess, I'm on the trail.
Yes.
Leslie,
Leslie,
the teacher, Magna Carta, Louisiana Purchase. How you doing? Oh, here's something for your bumpers. Excuse me, I gotta go.
My brother-in-law.
Is Billy home?
No, dear, I'm afraid he isn't.
Oh!
It's Billy's teacher. She's a little upset because he's not home.
He must get hysterical when he's late for class.
He's left me. I just know it.
Leslie, why don't you just go upstairs and freshen up, dear, and then you can join us later for dinner.
Oh, thank you.
Jessica, is it always like this?
Always like what?
I think I should set up an office here.
Daddy!
I'm back, Jess. Oh, God, I'm back.
Chester,
before you say a word, Jess, I would like you to know I've strayed. I am back, Jess. I left her. I had to leave her. Broke her heart. She pleaded with me, offered me money, new clothes, but I pushed her aside, Jess. In short, I'm home.
Chester, this is Alan Posner. Dr. Alan Posner.
Ah.
He's my date.
But I live here.
Not anymore.
Does he?
Not yet.
I told you never to come here again.
But I'm all right now, Jess. Really, you know the problem that I had with cheating? Well, I went to a clinic, and they told me it was a simple allergic reaction.
Bull.
Bull?
Bull. And this man, Chester, is a psychiatrist. Now, I want you to leave. You don't belong here anymore.
Very well, Jess. I'll go. If you wish. I'm going to get you back, Jess. I love you, and I'm going to win you back. Hope you like a good fight, my man, because I'm going to fight, and I am going to win. Oh, just please!
Get up!
All right, I'll leave, but I shall return. I shall return!
Is MacArthur here?
Dinner is served.
You must think we're crazy.
Oh, don't be silly.
You mean you don't think we're crazy?
No. Eccentric, maybe, but crazy, no. Jessica, if there is anyone crazy in this house, it's me.
You?
I've only known you a short amount of time, Jessica. And I think I'm in love with you. Now, that's really crazy.
I have been enamored of you for quite some time. But out of respect, I've admired you from afar.
Oh.
The work you've done with our boys, wonderful. Can you believe this? Dinner with Eleanor Roosevelt.
What are the chances of Mary having an alien baby? Will she be able to find clothes in its size? Are Billy and Leslie really through? How will this affect his grades? Will Chester win Jessica back from the psychiatrist? Now that Malou is back handling Jody's case, will he be back to handle Jessica as well? Will Bert be sheriff? If Bert is sheriff, will Danny be deputy? If Bert is sheriff and Danny is deputy, will Mary be mad? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.